Homage to the Mong Liao Ming, Master Sakya Zenkong, the 16th Dharma King Karmapa, Master Dukten Darji. Homage to the main deity of Homa, the yellow Jambala. Homage to the three jewels represented on the altar.
Sumu,
all masters, Dharma educators,
法师,
Dharma teachers,
讲师, 助教,
Dharma lecturers, assistant Dharma teachers,
堂主, 各位同门, leaders
of spiritual chapters, all disciples,
大家吉祥,
everyone over the evening, may all be auspicious.
今天我们做这个珍巴拉的护摩,
today we had the yellow Jambala Homa.
That's
because of the financial meltdown till now.
那么长的时间, 那么所有的,
it's been a long period of time,
受到很大的打击,
and that all businesses
have
been hit.
同门,
from big to small,
有很多是失业的,
and many of our disciples have lost their jobs.
这一次珍巴拉房财神的覆摩呢,
so we hope that this yellow Jambala Homa would allow the global economy to recover, and that all the businesses would recover, and all the disciples would have jobs.
那么这一坛覆摩呢, 我自己是刚坐下来的时候, 还没有烧覆摩以前,
那么覆摩主尊,
这个珍巴拉房财神就已经来了, 那么他降临这个火坛呢,
so he descended onto the fire altar several times.
希望他这个威武的形象啊,
we hope that his majestic appearance can take care of the economy. In the past, we've said that the wealthiest one in the heavenly realms are the four heavenly realms. And in the ocean, the wealthiest one is the Dragon King. And on earth, the wealthiest one is considered to be the mountain god and the earth god.
密教本身啊, 方便众生,
so in Tantric Buddhism,
随宜度化,
we have many convenient ways.
天上的这个财主, 珍巴拉,
so the wealth deity of the heavens is the Jambala, and we utilize them to cultivate. And
另外呢,
also through the practice of the Dragon King, by throwing the dragon vase, or you say prayers to the mountain god or the earth god, these are convenient practices to resolve the problems of sentient beings. The Tibetan Foundation has specified that Jambala is one of the four heavenly kings. It's the king of the north. So he still could not reach the Pure Land. But this time, people registered some Bardo spirits to be Bardo delivered. Like Master Lian Si of Taiwan,
他往生希望廉品能够增高, 那么, his disease,
and requested that his birth level would be increased.
念诵接引往生的时候，就是祈请真巴拉上方的
Bardo deliverance,
来接引幽冥众生。
We pray to the five Buddhas above the Jambala to come and guide the Bardo spirits to be born in the pure land.
另外，他除了这个增福以外，能够增加智慧。
So other than increasing fortune or marriage, you can also increase the wisdom, and also to let us live in love and respect and harmony, can also eradicate a lot of calamities. So the Dharma power of Jambala and the four heavenly kings are great.
这个驱邪一些邪的
They can
eradicate
negativities.
都能够驱逐，所以他也能够驱逐这个不好的这些怨敌，
negative
也能够做降服的工作。
Enemies or resentments, so they can also subjugate.
四天王等于是佛的护法。
So the four heavenly kings are the same as the Dharma protectors of the Buddha. They are very important.
所以习斋啊。
So for purification, enrichment, magnetization, subjugation, or Bardo deliverance, they can take care of it with the Dharma power, with their Dharma power. Today we will continue on Hevajra, on chapter
8.
That Hevajra has the eight great dakinis. They were transformed from the eight light drops of Hevajra.
喜金刚的经典里面啊，大悲空净空性，大悲。
So we see in the sutras of Hevajra.
的时候啊，有时候会很奇怪，为什么八大明点？
Sometimes it's very interesting why that the eight great light drops, eight great dakinis have the characteristic of Hevajra. So the appearance of this eight light drops are skillful means or convenient ways in this world.So in practicing Hevajra, we want to purify all these habitual tendencies. So the meaning of consort, or the literal meaning of the Chinese, is that it's a radiant way to increase the wisdom. So the consort has the radiant side.And to utilize the power of the Dakini to increase the wisdom of the Buddha. So the eight Dakinis represent the first one represents a white deluded Vajramada.That represents the delusion of the sentient beings. So a deluded Vajra Master, Vajra Mother. So the eye becomes a white deluded Vajra Mother. The light drop that's the eye becomes the white deluded Vajra Master. That the light drop that's the ear becomes a dark green angry Vajra Mother. And the nose becomes a yellow. That character is actually a petty or small-minded Vajra Mother. This is the Chinese character is like this. How would you pronounce that?So, these are all the characteristics of a human nature.
人性了。那么口的抿点成为红
色的贪心感。And the light drop of the mouth becomes a great greedy Vajra Master. And the light drop of the forehead becomes a light green jealous Vajra Mother. And the heart becomes a black Buddha Mother with no ego. And the Om character on top of the head becomesA Vajra with the white body.
喉的明点呢是 A 字。
And the light drop of the throat is the A character becomes a Vajra with the red speech. And the Hum character on the heart becomes a Vajra with the black mind. So there are 9 of them. Oh, because there's the Buddha Mother with no ego as the main deity. So 8 Dakinis and 1 Buddha Mother. That becomes 9. How come 8 became 9? Because there's also the Buddha Mother.
So
the Buddha Mother and the 8 Dakinis, each with one face and 2 arms holding a curved knife and a skull implement and clutching a kachanka or trident in dancing posture on top of the corpses. This way, they can eliminate habitual tendencies of the transformation birth. So,You don't have to go through the wet birth, the 4 different kinds of birth, then you would be able to enter into the empty nature. So the 4 kinds of birth are the wet birth, womb birth, egg birth, and transformation birth. So without this birth, then you would have attained the Buddhahood.So in here, we are talking about the 4 different kinds of birth, which is the wet birth, womb birth, egg birth, and transformation birth. So through transformation birth, you can be reborn in the Pure Lands. And if without this transformation birth, then you would attain Buddhahood.
六凡之间出生
When you're not reborn in the 4 higher realms and the 6 rebirth realms, there's no reincarnation,
and
you would directly have attainment in the Buddhahood.
那么我们修行啊，就是要净除掉所有的习气。
So in our spiritual cultivation, we need to purify all of our habitual tendencies.
开悟也是要净除掉所有的习气。
Like enlightenment, you still need to purify all the habitual tendencies. Although you're already enlightened conceptually or theoretically, you still need to purify your own habitual tendencies.
鼻子也是习气。
So even the nose is a habitual tendency.
什么叫无明呢
？So delusion or ignorance?
无明就是
ignorance.
我根本
What is that? It's like I don't believe in anything.
对于一切无形的世界啊，我
Things intangible like the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, the Dharma protectors, Dakinis, divinities, I don't believe them because I cannot see it with my eyes. I only believe what I can see.
这个叫做无明
That's called ignorance.
那么无明就是说，你相信眼睛看到的，耳朵听到的。
So you only believe what you can see, what you can hear, what your body can touch, or can feel.
口中能够吃到的。
Things that you can eat.
鼻子能够呼吸到的。
Things that you can breathe through your nose.
皮肤能够接触到的。
Or things that you can touch with your skin.This involves a lot of habits or habitual tendencies of human nature. So that includes greed, anger or hatred, delusion, and this pettiness.
自己拥有很多钱。
You only you can have a lot of money. And you don't know how to give. When others suffering or others in need, you still don't know how to give. Like what said yesterday, that when a child, as soon as a child is born, he's started to be petty. Like when Jaden has a car, a toy car, and Jin, his sister, came by, and she wanted that toy car, and they were fighting with each other. And the younger one, with her dad on her back, because the dad likes the daughter, so he forced the son to give the car toy to the daughter. And so Jin took the car toy, and Jaden, the son, just cried. So this kind of things happen because this habitual tendencies of pettiness exists. This is mine, this is yours, and mine cannot become yours, and yours has to become mine. So this is the pettiness. The reason why these children cry because they fight with each other. So when it's not fair, Jin sometimes wants things that belong to Jaden. That's habitual tendency. And the anger, then you would get angry when your things get taken from you. Then he would cry and get angry. And the greed. How much money do you have to be content? So you can say a number. Like Tubuddha school is a poor school, and we are content having little. As long as we have food and clothing and a place to live, we are very content. So that's how a poor school is. But if you're not and you're an entrepreneur, so how much money do you have to be enough? Everyone fight and work hard until they're old. Some people who are asking for spiritual consultation, they may be in their 80s, 70s, 60s, and they're still asking for their luck in wealth. So I asked them to recite the mantra of the Jambala. That's too much. You're already in the 80s and you can't even walk with stability, and you're not healthy, and your memory is not good, and you're asking for your luck in wealth. How can I answer? So just please just recite the heart mantra of Jambala. We still need to comfort him. So in your 80s, that your fate should be almost there. So that's greed. And jealousy, oh, that's incredible. Envy and jealousy, these are also habitual tendencies. If someone's better than you, then you're envious of him or her. If someone's beautiful, so what's the big deal? I'm even better looking when I was younger.
长得很英俊啊，又高又帅。
And someone's beautiful, someone's handsome and tall. So what's the big deal to be tall? I can climb this ladder.
就可以拿得到，我伸手拿不到。
I cannot reach it without the ladder.
有什么了不起？
But what's the big deal?
我拿东西照样拿。
You know, when I climb on the ladder, I can still reach it.
这高高啊，帅帅的。
So tall and handsome.
矮矮胖胖的。
And for us who are stocky and short,
有时候难免心理上，心理上。
It's unavoidable that in your heart,
高高帅帅
的。 You would have that feeling. Like when Simu said, oh, that man is tall and handsome.And I would say, so what's the big deal?
一肚子草包啊
Actually, that's that ugly feeling.
那女生长得很美啊，女生长得很美。
That a beautiful woman, you can look at her a little longer.
那个女生跟女生之间也可以计较。
So in between women, they also care about this. So this is jealousy and envy.
不准去他去看别的漂亮女。
The man that I like cannot see other women.
参加我们晚上的同那个星期六晚上的同修。
Or the woman that I like can't be allowed to attend the group cultivation practice because there may be some playboys in the group. Because my wife is so beautiful.And she's attending the group cultivation of Two Buddha School on every Saturday. And then one day, he would stop by the Seattle Leizang Temple, and she's not there in the group practice. And he went home. And the wife was at home and asked, Where did you go?And he asked her, where did you go? And I was at the Seattle Leizang Temple. And they got in a big fight because of this jealousy. So this is habitual tendency. So by cultivating spiritually, we want to eliminateThese negative habitual tendencies, then this is what spiritual cultivation is about. So what do we do in our spiritual cultivation? It's not that you believe in me, there's nothing to believe. I would die, I would pass away eventually. I am 65 already. Some people die in their 40s or 50s or 60s. My classmates have passed away, many of them. So I would eventually die. Don't believe in me, you believe in the Buddha, in the Buddhist concept, in the wisdom of the Buddha. I'm not the idol to believe in. And you only believe in the Buddha teaching, the Buddha Dharma. Those were spoken by the Buddha. I explain it according to the sutra.So it's not I whom you believe in. So when the Buddha Sakyamuni entered into Nirvana, Ananda asked him, prior to his entering into Nirvana, Ananda asked, after you entering into Nirvana, who should we regard as our teacher? The Buddha answered, the precepts. Treat the precepts as your guru, your teacher.Because the precepts would eliminate your habitual tendencies. So you regard the Buddha Dharma as your guru, your teacher. Because the Buddha Dharma too can eliminate your habitual tendencies. There is no use to believe in me because I would eventually pass away too. But you can believe in the precepts of the two Buddha school and practice them. Practice the Dharma practices of two Buddha school. And on top of your head is seated your root guru. That means that you respect him, not that you believe in him. That's different. By respecting this guru, because he is teaching the Buddha Dharma. It's not that I believe in Grandmaster Lu, I believe in you. That's not the case. What we believe in is Buddha Dharma and Buddhist precepts and Buddha's wisdom. This is key point. So taking refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and in the Vajra Master, it's because the Vajra Master is preaching or teaching the Buddha Dharma. That's how it is. So by keeping the precepts, one of the precepts is not to drink alcoholic beverages, but when we make the offering earlier, we made offering of alcoholic beverages. So what happened? Wouldn't the Buddhas have to keep the precepts too, not drinking alcoholic beverages? But the Vajra protectors need to take care of a lot of actions, and the wine or the alcoholic beverages can give him power, so then they can help us do our jobs. So you don't get out of control through the alcoholic beverages. Like for many of us, after drinking, we got drunk and tumbling all over. That's not the case. There's this joke that someone, after drinking a lot of wine, told the waiters, I've drank so much, now please give me a tablet that would wake me up. Oh, sure, and the waiters give him the bill. So the bill is very expensive. So after taking a look at that, and you know, he would be awoken. And taking a look at the bill, wow. That would be the best medicine to wake you up from your drunkenness. Last night we talked about that would be weird if I were a pig. And the manager's the secretary asked the manager, why did you fire that person? And the manager said, because he said that I was a careless jerk. And the secretary said, in our company, we all say that you are careless jerk, the careless jerk. So is carelessness a crime? That shouldn't be considered a crime. So if he's careless but he gives us more in our salaries, then that would be good. That's not a crime.
骂人啊,骂得更难听,
but if you insult or offend others, then you violate the precept of the speech. So we should be careful with our speech, because our speech should be pure too. We should praise others and not slander them. These are all habitual tendencies. If you like to scold others or lie, double tongue, bad mouthing others, that's not good. Lies, double tongue, what is that? That you, that you create rumors, that you go to one person and say about others that, and you go to others and talk about the other party, and then they would fight with each other or argue, then that's good, that's not good. Or if you bath mouth, or you always have dirty words, or you lies, if it's with good intention, that's still okay, but if it's with bad intention, then it's unforgivable. So, other precepts include, like, you cannot cheat in your exams. When the teacher, the teacher, the professor needs to, you have to make a claim that this examination is done by myself and not being helped with others, and I don't have a cheat notes. Everything is completed by myself. Everyone has to make this claim. And among them, there was the student that was hesitant. And the professor asked him, why are you hesitant in signing the signature? Because I pray to God to help. So, I don't know whether I should sign or not. So the professor took a look at the exam. It's okay, you can sign. Because God did not help you. Because God didn't help you. So cheating on exams, I also did. In college, I wasn't very good on math and English, especially English. It's hard for me to memorize all the vocabularies. So all the keywords, I would write it on the ruler. And when the exam papers were distributed, and would ask about library, and I would write it, or business, and I would take a look at my cheat note. So I wasn't scared. Now I should repent. Because I cheated on my English class, that's why I'm worse at English. Now, I was in Taiwan then. I didn't need to go immigrate to America. Why do I have to learn English? It's enough just to learn Chinese. I don't admire the West. I will not immigrate to America. But it turned out that I did come to America. So among all the classmates, there was one who always study and memorize all the vocabularies, getting up at 5 in the morning. His English was very good. And he stayed in Taiwan.
这个是命运啊。
That's destiny.
我是踩到狗屎运。
So I had a bad fate.
跑到美国来。
To come, and I ended up here in America.
家里的这些什么电器用品啊，怎么样子
？So till today, all the electronics at home, and like the computers, it's only English, so I don't understand. So I just push each of the buttons.
都没有办法关的。
No matter what I push, it's not closed.
都是活棋呀。
So every time my son Fo Qi,
收拾这个，收拾残局呀，啊，他要来，他
would take care of the mess.
调整到回来。
And he would adjust it back.
要按两个那个，按两个码。要一个盒子的
Like watching television, there are like two remotes, and sometimes I thought I want to watch the English channel because I want to check on the weather.
看到最后连中文台的也看不到。
So I keep pushing on the buttons and I couldn't get to the English channels, and the Chinese channel that I usually watch were also gone. And then Fo Qi had to clean up the mess.
他给我做一个 game 嘛，是那个 gun 的 game，gun 就是有一些动物。
And he set up a game with the gun, so there are animals coming out, and you have to shoot with the gun. That's killing. We should have that kind of mind. But that's just a game. So you just push like this. So look left and right.Front and back, and along the road, just find the animals, and then you hit it with the gun to kill the animal. So Fo Qi taught me. So I learned it fine, and then I closed it, I turned it off, and then I could not turn it back on. So that's the negative effect of cheating. If I did not cheat on my English then, and I passed the class, then perhaps now I'm still studying in college. It's not good to be cheating. You need to rely on your own skill and capability.You cannot rely on cheating. Nobody can help you.
真的，你进入了社会，所以帮不了你。
Really, once you're in the society, nobody can help you. You're relying on your own capabilities. So in our spiritual cultivation, nobody can help you. So if you're helping them, then that's like cheating. Like.Enlightenment. This is something you cannot help. Because by helping, that's like cheating. Because they don't have their business. Or in research. Toward their enlightenment. So enlightenment is not, cannot be spoken.So Grandmaster would take a look at your enlightenment to confirm whether it's true, whether it has power, whether it's perfect and complete. Today someone wrote a verse of enlightenment, and he wrote, it is originally thus, this way. That's the way of the natural.In the sutra, it is written about this, that everything is natural, that form is emptiness, emptiness is form, form is no other than emptiness, emptiness no other than form. Why? That's how it is, that's natural. That form is emptiness, emptiness is form. So,This is natural. That's close to enlightenment. But this is not enlightenment yet. So continue to contemplate on it. That's not enlightenment. It's almost there.
本来就是如此，还不是开。
So it is thus that it is originally that way. So in English, it is natural. That's not enlightenment. When I moved to Kanshai Ridge, in the abode of the South Mountain, there's this hill at the backyard. There are a lot of weeds, and I wanted to cut the weed, and the homeowner association gave a warning. Although they grow on your land, but they are natural, you cannot touch it. So there's this kind of rule in America. What a country. It's my land. What grows on my land, I cannot touch. I cannot make it nice like a Japanese garden for my neighbors to enjoy. But the neighbors report, make a report on this. That's a natural area. You cannot touch it. But that's my home, my land, within my border. I purchase it, but I cannot touch it. It is a rare country to be like this. In Taiwan, on my own land, I can do whatever I want. But in America, that's how it is. Nothing you can do. So we still have to keep the precept. By keeping the precept, we can eliminate the habitual tendencies. By having wisdom, you can also eliminate the habitual tendencies. By keeping the precepts, you can also eliminate the habitual tendencies. By having meditative stabilization, you can also eliminate the habitual tendencies. By cultivating spiritually, we want to eliminate all the negative habitual tendencies. That all would become good or money-bending home.